Good evening.
Good evening.
We are always talking about mattering and self-worth and the whole gamut here. And I found this magazine article. I never saw this magazine before. It's called WebMD. And the most interesting thing about this, what I saw here, was something about the largest circulation. So who knew? And it's put out a waiting room companion created for doctor's offices. But Andy Garcia is on the cover. And here's what Andy says. Garcia on Hollywood and the fleeting nature of fame. If you have to look outside for your self-worth and acceptance, you're in trouble. If you have to look outside yourself for your self-worth, you're in trouble. Or if you want to be accepted, if you're looking outside of yourself, you have to accept yourself. You have to see yourself as whole, complete, and perfect. You have to see yourself as lovable, worthy, deserving, and that you matter. These things you have to do across the board, and only you can do them. It doesn't matter what other people are saying, what other people do to you. It's what you do to yourself. And you do that with your thinking. So you must always remember that you're a wonderful human being and that this thing that we call God would be incomplete without you, that the universe needs you. This is what you have to remember. And then not let other people and the world take that away from you by telling you that you're less than. You are never less than anything. You're always going to be a magnificent human being. You are a magnificent creation of this thing that we call God. And these are things to remember. Many people think, well, I'll feel good about myself once I do this, this, and this. Or once I star in a movie, or once I write a book, or do my music, or whatever it happens to be. All those things are wonderful, but it has to start with you. You have to feel good about yourself all the time, and only you can do that. So, you don't allow this mind of yours to tell you differently. And you don't go back into your history and say, well, my parents told me this, or my teacher always told me I was stupid, or this happened, or that happened. Or the mate that I'm living with, or my husband always put me down. He always told me this, that, and the other. This has nothing to do with anything. Nothing to do with anything. It doesn't matter what other people think about you. What other people think about you is none of your business. What you think about yourself is your business. And you have to think great things about yourself. Across the board, think great things about yourself. Don't let people ever put you down, you see. People can say all kinds of things to you. But if you accept those things, then you're doing it to yourself. The other person is not doing it to you. And this is what to remember. This is one of the great secrets of life. You have to build your own respect for yourself. You have to build your own worthiness. And we do that. We do that every day. We are the ones that are doing it to ourselves. Are we living in integrity? Are we always honest with our own selves? Are we living up to what we tell ourselves we're going to do? That's how we build our character. That's how we build our self-worth. No one else builds that for you, and certainly the world out there is not going to build it for you. So, think of yourself always in great terms. Think how marvelous you are. Think of all the talents you have. And then keep that running in your mind. And other people will be attracted to you because of that. You see, like always attracts like. Wouldn't it be nice to always be around somebody that was going to give you a compliment? If you give other people compliments, people will start giving you compliments. We hold all things back from ourselves. We certainly hold compliments back from each other. Because we think, oh, well, I won't bother to say that. I won't bother. Go ahead and tell people, geez, I think you look good today. People love to hear that. But we have to do that for ourselves also. When you get up in the morning, look in your mirror and say, geez, I look good today. I feel great today. And I'm going to have a great day. And then go and do that for yourself. And don't let other people talk you out of it. And don't let the world talk you out of it, or the weather talk you out of it, or the traffic talk you out of it. You see? You have to keep that always inside of your own self. That you're worthy, deserving, totally lovable, and that you matter. These things, and here proven, all you can read this stuff everywhere you go. The people that are successful in life know this. They don't look outside of themselves for something. They look inside of themselves. And they build their character. And they build their self-worth and their self-confidence. And that is how it's done. But life is a do-it-yourself project. You have to do it yourself. It's just that simple, that easy. And I think most of us are waiting for somebody else to do it for us or to tell us something. Start telling yourself something. You know, do that. Do you remember the affirmation a way back was, thank you for everything. I have no complaint whatsoever. Thank you for everything. I have no complaint whatsoever. That applies across the board, too. You're not only saying that to this thing that we call God or to this thing that we call life or the universe. You're saying that about everything, every experience in your life that you have. Say, thank you. I have no complaint whatsoever. These are experiences. And there's a gift in every one of those experiences. There's something to take from that. I was in bed the other evening and something popped into my head. And it's the whole idea of we love to look back on our life and we say, well, if our parents would have done this, if this would have happened or that would have happened, things would have been different. You see, I had that thought and I looked back and I said, you know, Mom and Dad, you did a good job. Thank you for everything. I have no complaint whatsoever. I have no complaint whatsoever. And I gave up complaining. Now, my parents did a wonderful job. I, for many years, thought they could have done better. They could have done better. They didn't do better. They did the very best they knew how to do. They did the very best they knew how to do. So with that little statement, thank you, I have no complaint whatsoever, I decided never to revisit that again. I'm not going to revisit that. And I'm not going to allow it to affect my present state of mind and what I'm doing. These are the choices that we have. This is how we have to look at our life. This is why we have this wonderful mind. You see, this mind of ours can do anything for us. And if you look back on any of your experiences, say, thank you. I have no complaint whatsoever. Pull the best from that experience and go on. And go on with your life. If you hang on to any of that stuff, it's going to hurt you. You're not going to be able to live life to the fullest. And you're certainly not going to be moving very fast because you're dragging all that stuff. All that stuff behind you. Trying to change something that can never be changed. It cannot be changed. It's done. It's over. It was the way it is. And it was the way it was. Let it go. Just let it go. And say, thank you very much. I have no complaint whatsoever. And don't have a complaint. And see if you can't get rid of all that stuff that mauls around in your head all the time. We have a lot of people I know in the room Well, I say a lot. I heard conversations this evening, 1, 2, 3, 4. I know 4 people, at least in the room here, are suffering some type of loss or doing something about loss. You must remember in this life, things come into your life to go out of your life. And you're always moving from your good to your greater good. And the rest of the conversation was, well, I stayed in this situation for 12 years. Well, how do you feel? Was it the best thing you did? And the person said, oh, yes, I should have done it sooner. You see, we hang on to things that we know perfectly well are not working. That we got all that we can from that experience. Now it is time to let that experience go. You cannot have new experiences in your life while you're holding on to the old experiences. That's the whole idea of you can't put new wine into old wine sacks. It's not going to work. But people love to hang on to all this stuff. A lot of people like to hang on to it and think, well, that situation's going to change and I'm going to make it better and I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. No, you're not. And no, it's not going to get any better. You see, you have to use wisdom here. You have to use your intelligence and say, this is as far as this relationship can go. This is as far as this event's going to go. This is as far as this is going to go. I've milked it. I've done everything I can. Now it is time to let it go. And you just let it go. Knowing always that something new is right in the wings to come in for you. That something new is right there. This thing that we call God absolutely works in that way. It's always moving you from your good to your greater good. But you must let go so that you can move forward, so that you can move in to that greater good, into that. And that's what we don't like to do. And we think we're losing something. You can never lose anything. Nothing is ever a loss. Don't use that in your vocabulary. Get rid of the word loss. There are all kinds of events. They come and they go. Everything came into being to pass out of being. Every event, every person, every situation. And you have to know that. And you have to be able to just let that go. And honor that. And say, I'm glad I had it. And many people say, and I'm glad it's over. But move on. Move on. Know that you have those qualities in you. That you are able to overcome any situation. That you're always going to be victorious. And you will be victorious. And this thing that we call God will take you there. Always. God never lets anybody down. Never lets anybody down. We let ourselves down. But this thing called God never lets us down. And it always wants the very best for us. Always wants us to move into our greater good. Always is nudging us. Many times situations fall apart because there's a nudge going on there. It's time for that to go. So anything in your life, don't look at it as a loss. There's no such thing as a loss. You gain something from every situation that you were in. Look at it that way. Look at the gift that was in that. Look what you learned, and then let it go. And take that with you to the next. But only take the good stuff with you. Don't take the bad stuff, and don't live in that attitude that I hear all the time. Well, this happened to me before, and it's going to happen to me again. You don't understand. I did this, this, and this. I was in this type of relationship. So now it's going to repeat itself. It's only going to repeat itself if you keep telling yourself that it's going to repeat itself. Let it go. And don't punish the next person. And that is the next thing that people do. They punish the other person. For a relationship that they were in before. They're taking it out on the new relationship. That doesn't make sense whatsoever. What do we know about this thing that we call God? I haven't used it for a long time, so you may have forgotten. What does God do?
Makes everything new.
God makes everything new. God makes everything new. But you have to let go of the old, and then everything is made new. That means your old ideas. That means your old issues. That means, oh, that person did it, so now this person's going to do it. That's called transferring. Don't do that to yourself. That's ridiculous. Everybody is different. But you change yourself. Know that you're worthy, deserving, totally lovable, and that you matter. Make those things in your life, and you will attract the right people into your life. You will attract the people into your life that you want. But you have to do it. You have to do it. It's the old saying. If you want to fall in love, then you must fall in love with yourself. If you're looking for a special person, you must become that special person. And then that special person will come into your life. So everything you want in life, you must become. When you're doing these affirmations, when you're doing a treatment or anything, you must become the affirmation. You must become the treatment. It's called becoming. It's called creating. But you must become what you want to be. You must become what you want to be. You can't sit around saying, oh, I want to be this and I want to be that, and acting opposite from that. You make a statement, I want to be rich. Then you start thinking rich. You start seeing money. You start going to the right places. You start doing something about it. You have to become what you say you want to be. You have to do that. Four items that you... But you have to know those items first, that you're worthy, deserving, totally lovable, and that you matter. When you know those items, then you can say the other statements, and you have a foundation to build on. But if you don't like yourself, if you don't think you're worthy, how are you going to manifest anything? Have things when you're concerned anything? You see, it all starts inside and works outward. So work on your inside. Work on your thinking so that your mind always tells you what you want to hear. You see, that's the most marvelous gift that we have. We can train our minds to think what we want them to think. Now, isn't that novel? We can train our minds to think what we want them to think. Not our mind saying to us, oh, I don't think you're going to make it. You know, you're a little this, you're da 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 da. Whatever your mind is doing to you, don't listen to it. Stop it. Make it stop. Make it do what you want it to do. Make it do what you want it to do. Has anyone, there's a man by the name of Keyes. I think his name was Ken Keyes. He wrote a book. Something about the mind. Well, anyway, in that book, he says you must control the mind. You must look at the mind as the plantation. And if you don't protect it all the time, the people working on the plantation are going to burn it down. They're going to take it over and burn it down. I used to say when I first started these classes, remember? Your mind is like a bad neighborhood. Don't go into it alone. Yes. And that's what you do, don't you? You go into that little mind thinking, oh, I can do this, and it takes you down the road and beats you up, doesn't it? You can't allow your mind to beat you up. You can't allow that.
Out of all the years that I've been studying metaphysics, it always comes back to those four things that I'm lovable, deserving, worthy, and I matter. And I always forget them, but then I always remember them, and so I always like coming here to be reminded of that. And when I came to class last week, I was in the frame of mind that I lost a job. immediately went to the program, I'm a piece of crap because I lost a job and now I'm not worthy and now I'm not making money, so now I'm really crappy. And so it's like, I'm not going to class now because I'm too depressed.
Yeah.
But I actually got to see in the moment, I'm like, well, what can I do differently? Because I know it's not the truth. It's my program responding. So how can I work it? How can I control it rather than being controlled by it? And I went, there was something to be grateful for. Which is very hard to do in the moment because I just felt like everything fell apart. So I started thinking,
well, not adding
five things. And I went, something said, you know what, go to class because there's going to be something in that class that you're meant to hear. So I called August. We drove here. I told him the whole story, how I was depressed, but I knew there would be something here for me. We walked into class and your handout said, gratitude. And August just looked at me and said, I know. And then Rhoda was sitting next to me and she pulled out this gratitude rock and she said, honey, this has been in my purse. Do you want this gratitude rock? I said, I absolutely do. But what was so beautiful is that I didn't get to stay in it long and I got to come here. But I got the opportunity to see how worthy and deserving and really get the lesson. Because if I had gotten the commercial, I wouldn't have been here. And I, like that article, I was looking for something outside of myself to tell me that I was worthy. And because I didn't book the job, I was no longer worthy in my mind.
Yeah.
But because I didn't book the job, I got to be here and I got to hear it. And I actually got to see that I was still okay and that everything worked out exactly as it needed to.
Yeah.
And if I had booked the job, so I would have gotten money, which would have stroked my ego, which was no good. And I would have felt worthy because I was working, which would have stroked my ego, which was of no good. Of no, you know, no growth. So, thank you.
You're welcome. Isn't that wonderful? And that's, everyone goes through this, by the way. And when you were talking, my hair was standing up. I love that when my hair stands up on my arms. It's always, it's the truth. When I hear the truth, my hair stands up. This idea of worthy, deserving, totally lovable, and that you matter, she says she forgets it. Everyone forgets it. That's why I tell it to you all the time. I have clients that come and they say, oh, yes, I know. It's, no, what was it? They write it down the next week they come. Let's go. It's, the mind does not want you to know that. Your mind does not want you to know that. Can you imagine if you knew that? And she was able to catch her mind and correct that. You see, your mind doesn't want you to know that because, my goodness, then you would be happy all the time, you see. You wouldn't be in a turmoil all the time. You must remember that you're not your mind. Your mind is yours. But your mind loves to convince you that it is you. And you allow your mind to convince you that it isn't you. Her mind said to her, you're no good because you're not making money. You're a piece of something because you didn't get that job. These are lies. They are lies you have to say to your mind. You are not my friend. You have never brought me any good news. Now go back to the nothingness from whence you came. You must tell your mind that. Remember, Mary Baker Eddy said, you must argue with your mind like a lawyer before a judge, and you must always make sure that you win. You must always win. You must never allow your mind to do you in. Your mind will convince you. Your mind will never convince you that you're worthy, deserving, totally lovable, and that you matter. Your mind will say, you didn't get the job, so you're no good. You don't have any money, so you're certainly no good. You don't do this, you don't do that. Look at you. You're a bum. That's what the mind says to you. You have to change that. You have to change that. She was able to change that. Now you've learned a valuable lesson, and I hope the rest of you can see how that worked. You change it, and you didn't stay in depression very long. You didn't stay in that mood very long, and you realized that your mind was doing that to you.
Yeah, it took me a long time to do that.
Right. But now also, you didn't lose anything. You went through that. You come back to you were worthy, deserving, totally level once you matter. And didn't you just get a job?
Yeah.
It has to do with what's going on inside of you, not what's going on around you. What's going on around you has nothing to do with anything, you see. It's what's going on inside of you. So work on that. Work on yourself so that your mind tells you what you want to hear. And if she can do it and I can do it, everybody can do it. You see, God doesn't show favorites. Once you realize how the mind works and why we do not teach this is absolutely beyond me. Once you realize how the mind works, your life changes completely. You don't have to go down that, and you don't have to believe all that stuff, that all that stress, struggle, and strain that's going on in the world out there, all that drama that people are going through is absolutely unnecessary. But we look at it and say, that's life, and look, everyone's doing it, so I might as well do it too. Don't do that to yourself. Don't do that to yourself. This is a metaphysical teaching. One of the things about a metaphysical teaching is this. There is a completely different way to go through life than most people go through life. And if you learn this teaching, you go through life differently. But people think they have to go through life the way everybody else goes through life. You do not have to do that. You do not have to go through life the way you see other people go through life. That's with acting. That's with anything. We hear it all the time in this class because we have a lot of actors. I don't have an agent. I can't do this because of this, 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 and this. Those are outside of you. They have nothing to do with you whatsoever. That is a belief system that you buy into. I can tell you all kinds of actors who never had an agent and worked all the time. One of them was Charles Nelson Reilly, who's no longer with us. Never had an agent. The young lady that was on West Wing, the tall girl that was the news person, she has initials for her. Pardon? Yes, never had an agent. So, yeah, and she got to do all that stuff. So you cannot buy into that. You have to buy into your own self. And you have to have confidence in your own self. You have to know your own self-worth. And when you know that, the doors will open for you. That won't pop up when you say, oh, I don't have an agent. Okay, I'll go, bye. No, you don't do that. You persist till you get what you want. You persist till you get what you want. You don't have to do it like other people. I'll give you a quick example of persisting. I sent my Aunt Catherine, who you all know, a pair of Crocs. They were the wrong size. So I said, well, send it back. I'll call the company. I called the man. I said, now look, I bought these. I said, it's not your fault, but the catalog says that a medium would be a size 8, which my aunt happens to be. Now, I would like to get the small and have them sent to her. But I said, I want you to pay the postage. He said, oh, no, we can't do that. I said, you can't? He said, oh, no, there's no way you can do that. I said, well, then, thank you very much. Please take me off your mailing list. And I hung up. So I thought about that. And I thought, I'm not going to put up with that. So the next day I called and I said, could I talk to a supervisor? I got the supervisor. I explained the story. And I said, now, what I want you to do is pay the postage. And I want them sent priority mail so they get there in 2 days. She said, okay, we'll do that. You see, don't give up, people. Don't give up. Never give up. You know, that was our friend Winston Churchill. He said, never, 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 never give up. I have that in my bathroom. I look at it every morning. And we just can't give up. But you cannot allow your mind to do you in, you see. We come here, we study metaphysics, we talk about God, and then we allow our minds to do us in. You see, God will not stop Polly's mind or my mind or your mind from thinking any thought you want to think. God will not do that because God is completely polite and allows you to do and allows you to think anything you want. But God gives you a choice. Do you want to think better thoughts about yourself? Do you want to feel better about yourself? If you do, then you have to think better about yourself. You have to train your mind. That's a choice that you have, you see. And we learn to train our minds, and we learn to stop that issues that go on and that old thing, that just that tape, that programming, all that stuff that we talk about. Eject. Get rid of it. Just get rid of it and start a new program. But don't think that God is going to correct your mind, that God is going to correct your thinking. No, you are an absolute free agent. You have to do that. Now, you know that that is possible. You know that that is possible. So if you don't do it, who is responsible? You are responsible for it. It's as simple as that. Remember, the choice is, if there is a garden here and garbage there, now it's my choice. Do I want to look at the garden or do I want to look at the garbage? That's the choice. Do I want to think negative thoughts about myself or do I want to think positive thoughts? In your mind, you'll say, well, you can't think positive thoughts about yourself. Who do you think you are? My God, people will think you're awful. You're the one. Oh, no, you have to wait for somebody else to tell you that you're wonderful. Well, you could wait an eternity. Stop waiting. You have to do that for yourself. Now, okay, on this side we have, oh, I think you're wonderful. I think you're lovable. I think you're all this. And your mind says, oh, you can't think that. You can't do that. Okay, but over here, oh, you're rotten. You're mean. You're hateful. You're despising. Blah, blah, blah. Oh, yeah, I can think that. Isn't that wonderful? Yes, I can think all that. I can give myself permission to think all this garbage, but I can't give myself permission to think good thoughts about myself. Now, is that not idiotic? You see, it's a choice. It's a choice. Okay.
I had a comment about last week with Chris and I. Chris, you know, my son is 8 years old. He went to a soccer camp last week, and every morning he would drive up from Ventura to Santa Barbara. So Monday morning, he gets in the car, he puts his headphones on, listening to his music, he's playing his video game, and then I'm getting on the freeway. I say, hey, Chris, what's the most important thing? And I think I thought he couldn't hear me. And he says, oh, yeah. He goes, I'm worthy, deserving, lovable, and I really, really matter. And then I keep driving, and then he, about a minute later, he goes, oh, yeah, I love myself. Then he just goes back to the game. Right? And I was like, wow.
Yeah. See, children pick this up right away, and it's a wonderful thing. And we didn't get it when we were children. But here again, so what? We can do it for ourselves now. We can do it for ourselves. And it's wonderful when you do it for yourself. So know and start every day with knowing that you're worthy, deserving, totally lovable, and that you matter. And with that, let's do the matter dance. I matter, I matter, I really, really matter. I matter, I matter, I really, really matter. Yay! See? It makes you laugh. And during the day, you'll think about that. And it'll be wonderful when you think that everything is going wrong or going against you. Remind yourself that you matter. And you absolutely do. This thing that we call God would absolutely be incomplete without you. Would be incomplete without you. You are absolutely needed. You're absolutely appreciated. Keep those things in the forefront of your mind. Say, okay. With that, let's do a spiritual mind treatment. And this is what I know, believe, and accept for myself. I am absolutely one with the only power there is in the universe, and that power is a power for good, and I call that power God. Therefore, I can consider myself part of God. I can consider myself a child of God. And because I can consider myself that, I realize that I have all the attributes of God right here and right now. And I also realize that I can create things. And I create the very best life for myself. I allow money, I allow prosperity and abundance to flow to me freely. And I love it, and I let it be so, and so it is. We're always creating our own reality. We're always creating our own life, and we're doing that with our thoughts. The world is not the way you think it is. It's the way your mind is thinking. It's the way your mind is thinking. As soon as you change your thoughts, your whole world changes. That is what metaphysics is all about. That you can do it for yourself. So do things for yourself. And be an independent person. And don't expect things from other people. Do it on your own. You see? Build your own self-worth, your own self, okay? Tonight's topic is knowing. And why is that such a wonderful word, to know? I hear people all the time say, well, I think I'm going to do this. I think this is going to happen. I think. Think and trying are about in exactly the same spot. You must know. Your mind must know, but you must know so that there is no doubt whatsoever in your life. I know that I am a success. I know that I am rich. You see, you must know that. And that knowing draws that to you. But thinking about it allows your mind to have a loophole, you see. Well, I thought it would happen, but it didn't, you see. When you know that it's going to happen, there is no loophole. And then it has to happen for you, you see. When I start my spiritual mind treatments, what do I say? This is what I know, believe, and accept for myself. This is what I know, believe, and accept for myself, you see. You have to start with knowing. I know I can do this. I know. And then see what unfolds in front of you. Get a vision of that happening. And it will unfold in that direction. We live in a universe of total possibilities. Anything is possible in this universe. And the way we make those possibilities come to us is by knowing. And by choosing the possibility that we want. You see, somebody on Thursday night, a new person at class, of course, came up with, well, what about global warming? What are we going to do about global warming? Well, frankly, I felt like saying I'm going to do nothing about global warming, but that's a different story. We're the ones that are causing global warming. We can stop at any time we want. You see, God's not doing that. You see, God's not causing global warming. We're causing global warming. And we can choose to stop it any time we want. Instead of saying, oh, my hands, just throw my hands up. I can't make the ozone layer come back. Well, you certainly can make the ozone layer come back. You can make anything come back you want. How would you make the ozone layer come back? You'd get enough people together and you would see the ozone layer coming back, and the ozone layer would come back because it has to do what we ask it to do. But there has to be enough people and enough consciousness to do it. But you don't throw your hands up in the air and say, oh, big hole, the whole world's going to pot. No, we're doing all that ourselves, you see. It's done with your thinking. It's done with your consciousness.
I have a question.
Yes.
This has been an issue. I'm very curious. thing of having a blind faith and saying, I know I'm going to do this.
Right? Yeah.
But then what about those people that don't live in reality and they just, you know, you have that blind confidence and they go, frankly, deeper and deeper into debt? Or, I mean, how? What's the middle ground of...
Now, are you asking that question for yourself, or are you worried about these other people? Because we don't worry about other people.
Well, it becomes a combination because that person, the ex-husband,
could be.
Affected me.
Oh.
So.
You allowed him to affect you.
Well, I don't want to live in non-reality.
Well, you're not living in non-reality. How would you be living in non-reality? Say that again.
Well, a lot of us here, I think, are in businesses where there's a little bit of, like, it's almost like little bits of real estate. Like, you get this job, it's your commission.
Yeah. Well, what's wrong with the commission?
Nothing.
Oh.
Nothing.
So know that you can always get the commission. I know that you can make your commission bigger. That's what you have to know about yourself. Try not to be influenced by what happened in your past and with your husband. And try to get rid of the word issue. You see, if you make it an issue, then it's an issue and it'll stay an issue. If you look at it as an opportunity to learn something and that you know that the solution is already there. You see, you can't have a problem without a solution. It's an impossibility. The universe does not work that way. God does not work that way. You cannot get a problem without the solution. That would be crazy making. And God doesn't work that way. So you always have the solution. So you have to know, oh, to this opportunity. Oh, now ask for the solution. And how do you do that? I have no idea what I'm doing here. But I know you do. So do it for me. You see. That's how I do it. Many times, that's true. The mind will create things for you to move you to do things. Your mind is always conniving, and it will just keep conniving. Say, does this help you at all? Are you worried about going down the wrong road or something?
A little.
All right, so here's what you say. I'm always divinely guided. I always take the right turn in the road. And God always makes a way where there appears to be no way. And you use that and let other people do what they want to do. You see? You're not familiar with the 11th commandment. Mind your own business.
I was raised with no religion.
Wow.
Oh.
They.
I'm sorry, I'm very slow.
That's all right.
Not really.
We try to stay, it's nice to worry about other people. Try to be concerned about other people. I'm never putting other people down. But you must do it for yourself first. You see. Anything that you're doing, do for yourself. Because you must become light. You must become the example for other people. You see, if you start worrying about other people, that's the blind leading the blind, and you're both going to fall down. If you take care of yourself and you become an example and you show other people how to do something, then that's the light, and you become the light of the world. And people say, oh, now I see how to do it, you see. So that's how you do it. Don't worry about that. But do have blind faith. It's always done unto you as you believe. And that's what people can't understand. Blind faith, and it's always done unto you as you believe, does not mean, oh, I have to believe this way or that way. I have to believe only in God. No, you don't have to believe in God. God could care less. You have to believe in yourself, you see. You have to believe in yourself. And you can believe then anything that you want. I believe that I can do this, then you'll do it. I believe I can do it. You're free to believe anything you want. But it's always going to be done unto you as you believe. Not as I believe. Not as the world believes. But as you believe. So everybody else can be failing around you because they see failure and they believe in failure. Don't believe in failure. Believe in nothing but success. Know that you came completely equipped to succeed here. That you're always going to be victorious over everything. And yet that's your belief system. That's what will happen for you. You see. But we're told that those things can't be done, right? You see? Does that help you at all? So. It's always going to be done unto you as you believe. So.
Give me that 11th commandment.
Yeah.
That was so
I slipped that in there on you.
Now I'm like obsessed. There's only 10.
I gotta go read more.
Wow.
I read a book once.
Well, you don't know. Moses could have dropped one on the way down. I don't know those things. No one was there, you see. Anyway, where were we? Learn to control your mind. Learn to control your mind. You know, we come into this teaching and we call it metaphysics and we talk about God and we talk about all this stuff. But what this teaching does is something that no other teaching does. It teaches you to control your mind. It teaches you to control your thinking. You see? And you can learn to do that. You can learn to do that. Churches do not do that. Most institutions do not do that. They will not tell you that it's your mind that's causing everything. Otherwise, they couldn't sell all the products that they have, you see. If they told you that here's the key to life, that it's your thinking that's causing your life, that it's your thinking that's causing your reality, you wouldn't need to buy all that other stuff that they told you, you see. You would be whole, complete, and perfect within yourself. So, learn to be that. And don't be convinced by the world. The world is very convincing. Don't let it convince you. Always maintain that self-confidence. But you have to build that. If you didn't get it at home, if you didn't get it at school, or didn't get it up till now, now say, huh, I didn't get it, but now I'm getting it. And I'm going to do that for myself. I'm going to learn those things. You go to college and you learn all types of things, you see. But they don't tell you in college that you can control your thinking. They don't tell you that. But if you can learn all the things that are out there to learn, can't you learn also to control your thinking? You see, metaphysics is not taught in any schools or any universities. And it's looked upon sometimes as a fringe thing. But it's been going on for years, and people know it, and people get it. I'm sure this man got it. He doesn't know it, but he's got it. That Aunt Catherine that I talk about, I said to her one day, Aunt Catherine, by the way, is going to be 95. I said to her, how do you always stay in such good humor? How do you always stay, lives by yourself? Never a complaint out of her. Never anything. Always wonderful. She said, well, Dad, I control my thinking. She wouldn't know metaphysics if it came up and slapped her in the face. But she figured that out. Some people can figure this out. Other people can't. Now there are tons of people also in metaphysics who never figure it out. You see, who never figure it out. Whole idea is people say, I'm in metaphysics. Well, it's all right to be in metaphysics, but is metaphysics in you? You see the difference? You can be in metaphysics, but is metaphysics in you? Are you using this? Holly used it, and she remembered the four items that you have to remember. And she was allowed her mind to let go of what the world had conditioned her. You see, if she would have went to a friend who wasn't in metaphysics, they would have said, I absolutely understand. You have a perfect right to feel that way, Holly. Yes, I would feel that way too, because that's enough to make anyone depressed. And then your mind says, see, everyone thinks. You don't have to think like other people. If you're in this teaching and something is bothering you and you need an answer to something, go to a good metaphysician. Don't go to a common person who knows nothing about it, because they will make it worse for you. They will tell you you have a perfect right to feel that way. That's the way the world is, you know. You can't expect to get everything. They'll take you right down the tubes. You see. You have to stay around people of like mind. You have to stay around people of like mind. Now, in the workforce and so forth, just go on a fact-finding mission and see how other people are thinking. Don't you do that at your job? You hear people at your job thinking poorly all the time, don't you? But you don't buy into it anymore, do you? No. You're saying. You just look at it as a fact-finding machine and say, geez, I'm glad I don't live in their universe. Look the way they're thinking. And you learn to think differently, you see. But this teaching will change your whole life and make you feel better about yourself and be able to get you through many things. Look at Rhoda. Didn't you go through an event recently? And you used this teaching to help you get through it, didn't you? Yes. This teaching will get you through these things. But you've got to use it. You've got to use it. And you're the only one that can do it. You're the only one that can do it. So when your mind tries to convince you that you have to think the way the world thinks, and that you have to put yourself down and you have to go into stress, struggle, strain, depression, and all these other things that people go into, don't listen. Don't listen to it. Don't listen to it. There's a big race mind alert out there, and it's on TV, and I saw it, and it's one of the, it's CBS, I think, or one of them always says, we care. And this one is about depression, and it's one of the foremost newscasters who says, if you're depressed, get help like I did. There's no way that you don't have to be ashamed. You don't have to be this, that, and the other thing. Which is absolutely true. Never be ashamed of anything. And yes, people do get depressed. I'm not saying they don't get depressed. But what depresses you is your mind and is your thinking. But what they're saying is, it's all right to be depressed. A lot of people are depressed. I understand more and more people in this country are depressed. But it's all right, because we have a pill that we can give you. But they're not going to say, how are you thinking about yourself? Do you know that you're worthy, deserving, totally lovable, and that you matter? Do you know these things? Let's talk about these things. Let's build up your self-confidence. Let's build up your self-esteem. And let's see if we can't lift you out of this depression. And if you have to take a pill for a crutch, all right. But don't do it for the rest of your life. Medicine is not made for the rest of your life. Medicine is made for an emergency situation, to get you over a hump, to be used as a crutch to help you. Then you must learn to do it yourself. You cannot rely on that. See, that's, again, relying on something outside of yourself instead of relying on what's inside. So we learn to change our thinking. We have to constantly, what am I thinking? What am I thinking? And what am I thinking about myself? Always. And am I letting my mind take me down the road? What does your mind say sometimes? I'm running out of money. I'll never be able to make money. I'll live under the bridge. You see? I'll get a nice bag. Designer. This is what the mind does. Instead of saying, I can make enough money to last me the rest of my life. I know exactly how to take care of myself. And then you start to do that. But you don't let those worries, see, that's that thing. We allow our minds to do that to us, you see. What did one of the master teachers, Jesus, say about worry? Will not add a cubit to you. A cubit is a measurement from, I think it's from the elbow to the finger is a cubit. Just thought I'd throw that in there. Don't worry. Train your mind not to worry. You see, worry is a habit. And you can train your mind not to worry. Take the word worry out of your vocabulary. Replace it with the word concern. You can be concerned about things. When you're concerned about things, it does not start any internal things going on inside of you. When you use the word worry, your mind starts to worry. You start to get all tense on the inside and throw out all kinds of chemicals, you see. But concern, oh, I'm concerned about that, you see. Much better for you. Always your thinking. Always your mind. Many times I've said there's only ever one problem. It's a God problem. And that's true. It's also true that it's a mind problem. Because we live, move, and have our being in the mind of God. But our mind is always the problem. It's nothing on the outside of life. You see, we can change anything. When I went back and said, thank you very much, I have no complaint about anything that happened in my childhood. You see, why? Because you have to look at every situation and say, so what? So what? What does that have to do with me whatsoever? And how is that going to affect me? How am I going to allow that to affect me? Am I going to allow that to throw me off? Or am I going to say, so what? It has nothing to do with me and no influence on me whatsoever. You see, that's the choice that we have. That's the choice that we have. And with a background and with our parents, we can say, oh, my background, people can tell you, oh, horrible things about their background. So what? So what? What does that make you today? Who are you today? What happened in the past has nothing to do with what's happening in the now. All power is in the now, in the moment. When you know that all power is in the moment, you can change from moment to moment anything that you want. So you always stay in the moment. And you love everything that's going on in the moment. And you see yourself as whole, complete, and perfect. In the moment, you're always whole, complete, and perfect. And you move that moment to the next moment. And to the next moment. And to the next moment. And you stay there. But power is always in the moment. The past has no power whatsoever. Neither does the future. You can't create in the past. And you can't create in the future. You can only create in the now. In this moment where all the power is where one creates. So in this moment you say to yourself, I am whole, complete, and perfect. I am worthy, deserving, totally lovable, and that I matter. And your mind will be able to accept that because it's only a moment. You see. This works every time. If you have any addictions whatsoever and you want to get rid of them, only get rid of them for a moment. Your mind can get rid of something for a moment. But when you say, oh, you mean I can't have a drink for 5 days? I can't have a drink for 5 years? I can't eat that for you. Oh. I can't eat that for the moment. Oh, okay. Now you're in the next moment. Oh, can't eat that for the moment. Can't drink that for the moment. Your mind can do a moment. anyone can do a moment. And then you just move the moment. But if you project down, your mind will say, you can't do that. You can't stop for 10 years. Who do you think you are? Oh, but I can choose in this moment. Oh, yeah, okay. Not to do it. You can do, not for one moment. For one moment. See? Does that work for you? It's learning to use your mind. The whole thing is always learning to use your mind. And always thinking absolutely wonderful things about yourself. You have to. Every morning I get up and think wonderful things about myself. I run around my house thinking wonderful things about myself. I step out of the shower and I have a full-length, great big mirror there. I say, ha-ha, I matter. With the towel, I do it back and forth. I do. And I say, Dallas, you know, people think you're nuts. And I go, but there's no one around. Ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha. You know, you have to do it for yourself. Life is an inside job. And you can do it. And it's wonderful. And so are you. And so am I. And there ends the lesson. Thank you.